Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because you're going to enjoy what Jim Lair has to say. Jim is best-selling author and co-founder of Human Performance Institute, which we'll get him to tell us about in just a little bit. His world-renowned trading methods include the power of full engagement. He is the author of the book, The Power of Story. He's our guest. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to be here. Good to have you here. Jim, your book is all about the stories that we tell ourselves.
Absolutely.
There is no sector of the marketplace where an understanding of what you write about, what you talk about, is as important as it is for small business owners, because many of us, present company included, started out a business where there was nothing. I mean, zero, not even one line, not even a period on a page, let alone anything written down. Yeah. And if you can't, when you're at that point, when you say, I want to build something, and there is where nothing currently exists, maybe not even capital, I mean, literally, maybe not even a red cent of capital. When you're at that point, you have to tell yourself a story.
No, you're absolutely right. And in fact, human beings are storytellers. That's how we function. We really don't have direct contact with the world. We have all this sensory data coming in, and we try to make sense out of what all this is coming in to this big brain that we have, and then we kind of create our interpretation of that, and that becomes our story. There's the real world, and then there's the world that we create in our heads, and that world is our story, and that's the one that really becomes our destiny. So if we don't get that right, if we can't get our story right, we're in trouble from the get-go.
Well, that's exactly right, and one of the things that's helped me with my story is to tell other people my story. Mm. And, you know, I tell myself my story, and I say, okay, this is where I am, this is where I want to go, this is how I think I'm going to get there, and I believe I'm going to be wildly successful. But then I realized that it's not a good idea for me to be a best-selling storyteller in my own head. I need to see if anybody else will buy this story. And so I go to my stakeholders, the people I work with, and I say, okay, here's what I think. What do you think? What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you, we have at the Institute here, we have for nearly 30 years been listening to people's stories, and we do it in four areas. We did it in professional sport for 15 years, worked with 16 number ones, and what we found was the story that they told themselves was the single best predictor of what they were going to do. And we started to realize where were the flaws in the stories, and we took that into military training, to FBI anti-terrorist units, SWAT teams, all kinds of Navy SEALs. Then we went into, we're in those areas now, we're also into heavily into medicine and into business. And what we found clearly was that there are some kind of rules of storytelling that if you start to violate these, you really run the risk of kind of undermining whatever mission you're on. And the first rule of storytelling is that you've got to do everything you can to face the truth, to get the facts on the table, and to make sure that you haven't distorted the world to such an extent that you're really not dealing with the real factors that are out there. So that's the first step. The second one is that you make sure that whatever story you're telling is going to take you where you want to go. There are a lot of stories that will never get you there. In fact, most stories will not get you there. But as long as you recognize that this is a story that clearly is going to work for me and those around me, that's consistent with my purpose, with the intent here, it's on purpose, so to speak. And the third one is that story has got to inspire you. It's got to drive you. It's got to touch your spirit, touch your heart, and compel you to act in ways that normal people are not going to act. I mean, you're going to do things outside the boundaries. When all three of those elements are present, you've got a story that'll work for you. And that's what the book, The Power of Story, is all about, is how do we craft those stories and make sure that we get a story that is actually going to take us where we want to go.
Let's talk about that first one. It's got to be grounded in reality, right?
Absolutely.
Is that the first one?
That's the first one.
How do we ground a vision in reality? I've started two businesses. I started a business that didn't exist, and then I morphed it. Re-engineered it, reinvented it into another direction. 10 years later, and so when nothing exists that you envision, how do you deal with reality in that story?
Well, you start exactly there. You start out by acknowledging the fact nothing exists. You start saying, I've got a task here. I'm going to have to create something out of nothing. And here's what I have. Here are my strengths. Here's what the marketplace is. Here's the reality of exactly what I'm facing. So that you're really not making stuff up. You're not working in a make-believe world. This is not a work of fiction. You're trying to create a life here, a business that's grounded, that has a real chance. And the only way that's going to happen is you have to confront the reality of what you're up against and to really begin to see that this is going to take a lot of intelligence, a lot of planning, but here's what I'm starting with. And that's the beginning of a great story. It has to be grounded in the reality of what you're facing.
Doesn't a great story, especially if it starts from almost nothing, doesn't it have to have lots of little chapters?
Well, it does. I mean, every great story, every epic story has many critical short stories. And there is the story, around taking care of yourself. There's the story around your family.
I guess what I'm thinking, though, Jim, is... when I think of little short stories, I might say, okay, I want to be the next man on the moon. But I can't, and that's not an impossibility. But I can't get there tomorrow. Today, I have to say, okay, in order for me to get there, I've got to get a certain kind of education. So I'm going to start. In other words, doesn't your story have to have building blocks? If you don't have those incremental building blocks, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that's the reason you start every story with the truth is. Here's where I am. And if you then face the fact that for me to get to the moon, so to speak, I'm going to have more education. I'm going to have
these dynamics
for me to get going here.
I like that preamble, folks. You got to put that in the front of your, when you're talking to yourself about where you want to go, you got to say, the truth is, this is what I have. The truth is, this is what I don't have. The truth is, this is what I need. Jim Lehrer and I will be right back. He's the author of The Power of Story.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the articles and the Brain Trust and my subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And everything there is available to you without charge. You can, if you show up, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use all the things that we have to your advantage. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers. Now, we've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you. So check that out. And that's free as well, thanks to our corporate partners, as is all of the things that we offer. Jim Lehrer is our guest, and he is the author of The Power of Story. He's a best-selling author, and we're talking about stories. You know, Jim, we were talking about the truth is. That's the prefix, folks. You got to put on all the – when you're talking to yourself, when you're trying to convince yourself or help yourself, move forward with this dream you have, whatever it might be, whether it be about education or a job or a new business or even a relationship. I guess, Jim, that little prefix is very important, isn't it? The truth is.
Yeah, it's such a critical element, and when we've spent so many thousands of hours with people looking at their stories and helping them to understand where the flaws in their stories are and how those flaws ended up taking them to a flawed ending. And
yeah.
They begin to realize that a lot of their story is really not stuff that they own. That it really doesn't make a lot of sense. They've kind of carried maybe this from indoctrinations that come from childhood, that come from a thousand different places, but it really isn't grounded in solid thinking. It's like this this gatekeeper that you have, we all have this gatekeeper that kind of keeps us from getting a lot of riffraff in. If we get a lot of bad information and allow a lot of kind of sloppy thinking and not really clear logic, what happens is our stories get very, very unstable. And that story is maybe a story that's really critical for us to be successful in life, for this business to work. And so we've tried to get people to understand, how do you apply some really, you know, clear, logical, this voice of wisdom inside you to really, you know, get this story off the right to launch pad. And that launch pad, first of all, has to be grounded in reality. And once you've got that, you've got the beginnings of a great story, maybe even an epic.
You know, Jim, Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled.
The Road Less Traveled, right.
I interviewed him a few years ago, and in his book, he said that they were basically, he didn't say it this way, he said these are the people he treated, but since I read that, I've actually separated the world into two kinds of people, the way he defined them. He said there are neurotics who take responsibility for what they've done, maybe even the blame, and then there are character disorder people who take no responsibility. He said, I could almost always help the neurotic. I could
right.
never help the character disordered.
Yeah.
Do you have to deal with that in your work at the Institute?
We're in the business of debunking bad stories, and that's what
yeah.
the book is all about. It's helping
yeah.
people in their own processing to try to figure out, you know, why is your life not working in this area with your business, with your marriage, with your direct reports? Why isn't it working? Somewhere in there is a flawed kind of foundation at some point. First of all, you have to know exactly where you're going. And so the destination, and that's the beginning, that's the center of a great story, is purpose. What is the purpose here, and defined as clearly as possible? And then it's incumbent on the person then to begin to define, well, if this is where I'm going, where am I now? What's the reality of what's going on in my life right now, and how can I get from where I am now to where I'm going to go with the story that I've got, with the meanings and interpretations, with the kind of biases and prejudices and so forth that I might have around this? Can I, in fact, build a great, really fabulous legacy here with what I've got going? And what you begin to realize is I can see, if I'll just take a few moments to begin to kind of peel this away, you begin to realize, hey, wait a minute, this thinking is really not solid. And
but you
I'm
need
going
help.
To
but you need help.
Assumptions.
You need help with this process, don't you, Jim? I mean,
well, you need
what my friend Noah of St. John calls loving mirrors, don't you? Don't you need people around you?
Absolutely.
Who,
that's
when you say
so
the
great.
Truth is, when you say the truth is, and they say, no, Jim, actually, that's not the truth.
Right. And that's why when you said at the beginning that you like to tell your story to someone who really cares about you.
Yeah.
We part of facing the truth in the corporate world, we have what we call these 360s, where we try to get people to anonymously give you feedback on all these critical factors. And because we know we have almost this infinite capacity for self-deception, it really helps us if we've got friends or people who can help to
right.
kind of call us on our thinking when we really are kind of off base here.
Right.
And it takes a very special kind of person to be able to give that feedback, and then you have to be pretty much open to the fact that you may not have your story right, and that if
yeah.
you really want to get where you want to go, you're going to have to kind of open up to the reality that some pieces of this story need serious editing. And that's
Jim,
what the whole book is all about. It's
let
how
me stop
do you edit
you.
Those stories.
Let me stop you a second. The Power of Story. Tell us where it's available and give us your website.
The website is energyforperformance.com or corporateathlete.com. The book you can get it through Amazon. You can go to our website, energyforperformance.com, and it's available at Amazon, all the bookstores. It's everywhere.
The Power of Story, Jim Lehrer. And by the way, folks, that's spelled L-O-E-H-R, pronounced Lehrer, and he's our new friend, soon to be old friend. Jim, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Enjoyed having you here. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Christian Arnold. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And he makes it fast. One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.